The Parshas of Achrimos and Kedoshim have a tremendous amount of mitzvahs, and the truth is that Chazal say that Kedoshim is the Parsha that they read by Hakel. What's Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael? That the Lamish of Parsha Zura, she says, Shenemer Parsha Zura B'Hakel, Pnei Sheroiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo. Roiv Gufei Torah, even though there's, I think, the Chinuch enumerates 50 mitzvahs out of 613. The Lamish Roiv Gufei Torah are in Kedoshim. And a very lot of Bein Adam L'Chaveri is in Kedoshim. Leisasha Kisuyach Leisigzom Leisolim Pula Socher Yitchad Boiker Leisikal Achirish Leiv Leisidimushol Leisasu Avu Mishpah Leisus Bnei Dol Leisad Bnei Godol Tzadik Tish Bnei Mishlecho Leitelech Rachol Bel Mecho Saman Adam Reyecho Leisus Lechich Bovecho Chich Tis Sam Mishlecho. One after the next, Leisus Olav Chet Leisigam Leisitol Zvenei Amecho Vavtol Reyecho Kamoecho Ani Hashem Sukkos Tishmur, and then it goes into the Chukim. But interesting that this is the parasha which is leaned on by Hakel. It's mashma that the Bein Adam L'Chaveri Yitzhaka takes up a very big portion of the Torah, as Gemara says. But the story that the Ger came to, the Goy came to Hillel, and he wanted to be Megar, and he told him, he says, Mad the son of Yelecho Leitzhaka L'Chavercho. So the Midach Purush is Hill Gemara. Everything else is Betzem a Purush to the I saw on the Sefer of Valach, he said that it's well known that the grain was asked, what's the hardest mitzvah? So he said, V'samachto b'chogecho. He says, V'yisach sameach. To be b'simcho for 7 days straight on Sukkot is very difficult. Not to be for a minute, not to have ach sameach. He says, that's the hardest mitzvah. So he says, I think that, he says, that's for the grain. He says, for us, I think maybe possibly the hardest mitzvah is V'haftlo b'chogecho k'moicho. That's the hardest mitzvah. How is a person supposed to do it? Leisikim leisiter. It starts off. And it says, Leisikim leisiter es b'nei amecho, v'avta l'recha k'moicho, ani Hashem. L'chorof, if a person gets to the v'avta l'recha k'moicho, then it won't come to leisikim leisiter. What's nekama in the tira? Nekama is a person does something wrong to you, so you do something back to them. Leisiter is that you don't say that, I'm not like you. It's not that I'm not going to do it. You didn't lend me your thing. I'm going to lend you because I'm not like you. That's the tira. How does a person, l'maisa, somebody doesn't do something for you, somebody, and then he comes to you, a chutzpah, the very next day he comes, you ask him for some help or something like that. Can you help me change my tire? So, nah, I'm too tired, not today. Next day he knocks on your door, can you help me change my tire? Exact same thing. He's supposed to smile at him, not mention anything about yesterday or about how tired you are. And yeah, sure, no problem. What are the chances? This is like for a malach l'chara. I saw a story over Ben Ezmanim that Yitzchak Zilberstein, he said when he was a boy, he was going around with Rabbi Levin, and he used to go to the prisons to get people out. He used to go to visit them, and he used to go to get people out. So he worked very, very hard to get out a certain person. And afterwards, when the person finally got out, he was a little bit more right-wing than Rabbi Levin was, Kinnira. And he walked out of prison with his face down and covering his eyes, and he says, it's also l'stako pnei rosho, he said about Rabbi Levin. Because Rabbi Levin had kesher to people that he wasn't so fond of. So Yitzchak Zilberstein turned to Rabbi Levin and he says, Reva, how do you do this? You just were moister nefesh and matriach yourself to do whatever you possibly could to get this guy out of jail. And all this, and this is what he does to you? This is what he does? He spits in your face? He says, what's he? He's a yid. That's mamash, that's mitzvah. The shell is, how do you get there? Rabbi Levin, it didn't bother him? What's the pshat? How does the person get to v'haftal reichel kamoicho, leisikim leisit v'haftal reichel kamoicho, if you look at the Mesil Sishon, the Mesil Sishon says, kamoicho is b'li shum evdeilim, b'li shum sheni, kamoicho mamish, says Mesil Sishon. Mamish like you. Kamoicho mamish. So the Chinuch, I think, he says, ani Hashem. If a person is makir, that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not Chaim Yankel that did it to you, it's Ribbono Shel Olam. Problem is, though, if it was Ribbono Shel Olam, so then why did it have to be that it was Chaim Yankel that did it to me? Why can't I stub my toe? Why did it have to be that Chaim Yankel stubbed my toe? Well, I could just stub my toe, then I know it comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. Elamai, Chaim Yankel is not careful, Chaim Yankel doesn't care about me, and Chaim Yankel, whatever, that's usually how it is. If it comes to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's much easier to see it. Remember after Meiron, what happened in Meiron? So somebody told me that he saw Choshev Yir, a Rav, Mashgiach, said that he saw, a week later, they put up signs. Somebody put up signs about who is at fault for what happened in Meiron. And he says, this Mashgiach, he saw a 14-year-old boy ripping down the signs from the street. Mashgiach said to him, he says, what are you doing? He says, finally, a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Ma'arah. He says, now we're going ahead and we're putting the blame on somebody else. Everybody saw there was a Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no one to blame. Because a week later, that's it, people are putting up signs. Once you can point the finger at somebody, then already you take it off of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's no longer the Ribbono Shel Olam that did it. So Chaim Yankel did it. It's this Chaver Knesset that did it. It's the police that did it. It's this that did it. It's much easier to see the Ribbono Shel Olam when there's no one else involved. Also, when it comes to somebody else involved, it's much harder to see it, even though it's Ani Hashem and we're at fault, and it's us that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu just sending it to Shliach through somebody else. Lamaisa, it's much harder to see it through someone else. Medrash says, what's up, Chad? He says, all of us in Klal Yisrael are all one body. Odomatim. Like he says, we're all part of one unit. He says, the Medrash says, it's like a mushal that a person's right hand and left hand. A person goes ahead and he bangs, he's trying to bang in a nail. And by accident, he gets his thumb instead of the nail. So now he's going to go with his left hand and go slice his right hand because his right hand went ahead and banged his left hand. Certainly not. They're all part of the same body. And you're not going to get back at them. Now, that's very nice if it's your own body. But it's not my own body. It's somebody else. And I don't go ahead and do something to, maybe by accident, I don't go ahead and do things to hurt myself. So Chaim Yankel does, though. Chaim Yankel does. But the truth is that sometimes you do mess up. And we do bang our hands. And we do things that, I can't believe I did that. Right? We understand. It was by accident. We understand. We had an excuse. We understand why it happened, why we messed up, why we did something that we shouldn't have done. And if a person is nechal in something, he always has an excuse. So here Reb Chaim Shifman, he said, V'hat l'recha kamoicha means, kamoicha, like you, because he has the exact same excuse that you have. Just like you have a teretz for everything that you do. It wasn't on purpose. I was late. I was very tired. The reason why I came late to Shachar is because I was very tired. The reason why I didn't learn to say this is because of this. The reason why I wasn't so nice to my wife is because I was upset because somebody got me. But when somebody else does it, all of a sudden, what's with you? This is when you come to Shachar, you come by Elena. Like, what? I'm saying just don't come. I'm waiting for you the whole day for to learn. You're not. This is the way the guy acts with his wife. When it comes to somebody else, he doesn't have any excuses. When it comes to us, we have an excuse for everything. We have an answer for everything. Means that to look at somebody else, that they also have an excuse. Not just an excuse. The same tirutzim that you have, the same by accident that I did something that I shouldn't have done, that also applies to everybody else. That applies to other people as well. I think that's really the story, maybe you could say by the Shnei Asirim. Shnei Asirim in Achremois. In the Avodas Yom Kippurim, you're supposed to take Shnei Asirim, Echa goes La Hashem and Echa goes La Azazel. Mishnah says, Chazal say, it's Mishnah and Yumo, that Be'etzim they're supposed to be Shavim. Shnei Asirim they're supposed to be Shavim. Shavim Bemar, Shavim Bekoyim, Shavim Bedomim, Shavim Belikichos and Ka'achas. Everything is supposed to bind at the same time, they're supposed to look the same, they're supposed to cost the same amount, Bechulu. That's the mitzvah lechatchilo. The Shad is for Vos. Then one goes La Hashem, one goes La Azazel. Why do they have to start off the same way? So I saw brought down Shem Shem Fal Hirsch says, he says that that's Betzem Bechira. Bechira is that you have two choices and you're able to choose. He says that's how it is with the Shnei Asirim. One seer, he's ready right away, he's Geschaften and he's they're mile him as a carbon. The other seer, he says, he's ready, he died, he's looking at him, he died, Chaval, I'm still alive. Not only that, they're taking me out, they're being malav in me, all the Yikir Yerushalayim come. They bring Malav me. Not only that, they finally bring him up Latsuk, they bring him up to the top of the mountain, and his head is stretched out, and he's so happy, I'm at the top of the world. And a second later, he's falling off. So that's really the person, if you knew where he's going, then he certainly wouldn't have gone that way in the first place. A person has a choice, any time that he has the Shnei Asirim, he has to go right or to go left. Anything that he does, he really has the... It starts off, a person starts off the same, it could be that they started off the same, and your choice is, where do you go? And I think it's not just two people, it's a person himself in every mitzvah that he does. A person himself in every mitzvah that he does, he already has that ability. On the outside, his tefillah looks the same, whether he spaced out or he didn't space out. A person's tefillah will look the same. says the Shnei Asirim, whether he was Mechaven during Shmoneh Esrei or wasn't Mechaven Shmoneh Esrei, they both look the same outwardly. Says it's all inside. That's the Shnei Asirim. On the outside it looks the same. There's Shavim Mekrayim or Shavim, the evening took 7 minutes, it's exactly the same thing. But whether or not a person was Meir Sanevish a little bit to put in a little bit more of Kavano, or yeah, I already went through the 13 brachas and I wasn't Mechaven. There's no such thing. So for the 14th bracha, you do have the Chavetz Chaim's Mashal, right? The woman that was in the selling apples in the shuk, and somebody came and knocked over the apples, and the apples went flying all over the place, and everybody went scattering, and everybody went to go grab apples. Apples flying all around. Hefker, everybody went to go grab the apples, and the lady just sitting there, and she doesn't know what to do, and they screamed at her. They said, Chaparan, at least you should also grab your few apples, right? Zicher, Midatayvim Ruba, Baruchni, it's for sure that way. Anything that you could chop, anything, any little thing that you could do is a velt. But I think that maybe the Shnei Asirim is also Ben Amda Haveri, Vatla Vecha Gomecha. That's really what it is. You have two people that look the same. They don't actually look the same, but two Avreichim, two neighbors, two people that grew up together. And on the outside it looks the same. He's also an Avreich and I'm an Avreich. So why does he have to act like that? We're both neighbors in the same place. We both grew up the same place. We're both whatever it is. We're cousins. We're Shavim B'Mar or Shavim B'. But at the end of the day, he's acting like, I can't believe the way that he's acting. Why does he have to do that? We don't really know what's going on inside. One of them is La'azazel, one of them is La'ashem. In other words, that it could be two totally different backgrounds and two totally different tafkidim that people have. And a person says, like the Gain says, a person looks at his friend and he sees, he says, I can't believe the guy is such an utzel. He jumps out of bed in the morning and looks at his friend, and his friend is sitting there and turns over for the 13th time already. It's already 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, the guy's still sitting there. What's with this guy? He says, and that guy turns back into his roommate and he says, but this guy, he has a short wire. As soon as anybody does anything to take him off, that's it. He goes, flies into a rage. Calm down. What's with you? My goodness, what happened? He stepped on your toe? What happened already? So the guy came late. No. What happened? You lost $2 for Seder. What happened? Why is everything upset you? Every person has their tafkid. Every person has their where they're going. Some people, not Altzla, Zazal, Hashem, but every person has their place where they're going. And if a person would be makir that, a person would realize that every person is different. Every person is different. Every person has... And what would Rabbi Levine want for... Imagine Rabbi Levine grew up in the same house that other person grew up. That means that the way that he was Nischanech was that anybody that has a kesher with these type of people, it's terrible. Right? A lot of things that we look at derogatorily at somebody else, if we would have grown up the same way that they would grow up, then we would do the exact same thing they did. Is it bad? Is it good? Well, what's going on? That's the way that he grew up. That's his background. That's everything. Person appreciates that every person is different and everybody has different kreches. And you're right, you might have milas in a way that somebody else doesn't have, but he has milas in a way that you don't have. And if he doesn't have any milas, then certainly you should be down on the chavos kos. Certainly that's to appreciate, that's the reiv gufei teiro, it's lunvar after lecha kumoicho. And it's such a difficult mitzvah because why are you acting like that? But this is the Yisera Torah. This is the Yisera Torah, and this is certainly this is the time of the year to work on it. This is the time, this is the place, and this is the Yisrael. If a person takes a minute to think about the fact that, imagine the difference, do you have any idea how this person that's next to you or your neighbor grew up? Do you have any musik, your baldir that's causing you so many problems? Do you have any idea what's going on? You know anything about him except for the fact that he raised your rent, 560 shekel? Do you know that maybe somebody raised his rent, 2,000 shekel, and he's so kind to you that he only raised it 560 shekel? Or $560 when the person raises 1,000. Who knows? You have any idea? We don't even know. We don't know anything. But to appreciate the fact that it's Shnei Asirim, we have no idea what's going on. On the outside it looks one way, but on the inside it's totally different. If a person appreciates it and be able to be Mekayim Avtal Reicha Kamoicho, is that called a Zerfu?